This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump blasts Democrat Joe Biden for not speaking out against protests across the country. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Drilling down on his law and order agenda 9 weeks ahead of the election, President Donald Trump blasted Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and Democratic mayors from the White House briefing room late Monday.
The rioters and Joe Biden have a side. They're both on the side of the radical left.
The president went on to accuse Biden of aligning himself with the violence that has broken out in cities across America.
For months, Joe Biden has given moral aid and comfort to the vandals, repeating the monstrous lie that these were peaceful protests. They're not peaceful protests.
Trump said the protests are all taking place in Democratic-run cities. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated that they fear a planned visit by U.S. President Trump days after unrest over police shooting may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit Tuesday, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for an officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. The tension began August 23rd after a video showed a Kenosha police officer shooting Blake in the back. Blake is a 29-year-old black man. The city's mayor said Monday that he believes Mr. Trump's visit comes at a bad time, but others welcome the trip. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by more than 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of them. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest coronavirus advisor downplays the need for testing. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Dr. Scott Atlas, a neuroradiologist by training, was named by President Trump as one of his coronavirus pandemic advisors. In a roundtable in Florida, Atlas argued against widespread testing.
That's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is, who is sick and how do we prevent the people who are highly vulnerable from getting sick?
Atlas also says schools should be reopened and college football should be played because the local communities depend on the games. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says people have to wash their hands, practice social distancing, wear masks, avoid crowds, and congregate outside during the Labor Day weekend in order to avoid a surge in the outbreak. I'm Tim McGuire.
Hong Kong began a voluntary mass testing program for coronavirus Tuesday as part of a strategy to break the chain of transmission in the city's third outbreak of the disease. The virus testing program has become a flashpoint of political debate in Hong Kong, with many distrustful over resources and staff being provided by China's central government and fears that the residents' DNA code could be collected during the exercise. The Hong Kong government has dismissed such concerns, saying that no personal data will be attached to the specimen and the bottles, and that samples will be destroyed in Hong Kong after the exercise. Venezuela on Monday pardoned the chief of staff to opposition leader and Congress chief Juan Guaido, as well as 100 other opposition politicians as the country heads toward parliamentary elections in December. The effort signals that the ruling Socialist Party is trying to boost participation in the upcoming vote, which part of the opposition had vowed to boycott on the grounds that it is rigged. Many of those mentioned participated in a failed 2019 rebellion that sought to persuade the military to drop their backing for President Nicolas Maduro, but ultimately failed to sway top commanders. Some of those pardoned are imprisoned, while others have sought diplomatic asylum or are in exile. Facebook said on Tuesday that it was preparing for Myanmar's general election in November by improving the detection and removal of hate speech and content that incites violence and preventing the spread of misinformation. The company said in a blog that between now and November 22nd, it will remove verifiable misinformation and unverifiable rumors that are assessed as having the potential to suppress the vote or damage the integrity of the electoral process. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.